Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen.
This Saturday, students in the Art and Design Department celebrate the annual UMD Student Exhibition Reception and Awards Ceremony from 4 to 6 p.m. They also are a big participant in the annual Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop, along with other Duluth venues. The public is invited to open studios where there's so many fun family-friendly activities that include all sorts of art making, graphic design, ceramics, photography, and more. Joining us is UMD Art History Professor Jennifer Webb.
We are really lucky to be part of the Gallery Hop and to be part of what is such a wonderful event in Duluth every year. And this year, on that Saturday, the 21st, there will be two sort of connected events. One is the Open Studio, which is when, very literally, all of the studios in which our students do the making are open to the public. And in a lot of those studios, you're going to have an opportunity to do some hands-on stuff, so give it a try. And it's really great for all ages. So the children that come will enjoy it, and I've learned a lot just from visiting studios and talking to my students. So you can throw some bowls, you can try out some graphic design exercises, you can look at the new sculpture machine that we got this year. And really, it's an opportunity to see what we do every day in the Department of Art and Design. And then that is from 1 to 4. And then from 4 to 6, we have the reception for the annual student exhibition, which opened right at the beginning of April and is open through the 29th of this month.
And this is an annual student exhibition. I believe in the past it's been juried, and it's at the Tweed Museum of Art. Is that the case?
Yes. So it is always juried. Usually we have one juror who's a graphic designer and one who is either a studio maker or an art historian. And this year they came and gave lectures. They love to see the works actually after they're installed because they do all the juring online. And they work together to select the works. This year we have about 100 works, and they represent 60 different students. Any student who has taken an art and design class during the past academic year is eligible to submit their work. So it's not just for the School of Fine Arts or just for our department. And then the stuff is hung by the Tweed staff, and then we give awards out of it. So it's really a way to recognize what we do in the department. For me, it's really great to see where they go with the assignments and how they really personalize them to really find their voices. I particularly love being an art historian. I don't see what they make. So the student exhibition is a way for me to see their voices in a completely unfamiliar way. And if you go to the show, you're going to see a lot of issues that touch on all the things that we're talking about in contemporary society: identity, place, water, gender, orientation, all of those issues that are things that the students are thinking about and we all should be thinking about. One of the things that I like about this show is that there are several students who have bodies of work that cross different media. So you can see that same student trying their voice across something that is 3D or 2D or graphic design. And that doesn't always happen because the juried process is, it just depends on what's submitted and what people choose.
What has been the reception of the student exhibition, and how fun is this event for the students and the community?
I love the reception and the awards ceremony because the students often have their families with them, and it's really the highlight of our academic recognition season, which we are now part of here in April at UMD. And just to see the upper-level students being recognized and how they inspire the students who are maybe just beginning their journey in their career here on campus. The student exhibition the last couple of years has been different because we've had this opportunity to partner with the graphic design department or program. And Jen Gordon, who is a professor of graphic design, has had her students work on the exhibition design pieces of it. And that is an unusual opportunity for our students. So leading up to the exhibition, we have a poster competition that comes out of graphic design. And the poster was then the catalyst for the students to work in teams to basically produce a whole system of wayfinding and signage. And then they had to present that to faculty members as if we were their clients. And then as clients, we did what clients do, which is to choose lots of pieces from different designs. And then they had to collaborate to do the actual installation. Our students are really passionate about what they do. And so you'll see them leading you through the steps of how you make these things. They are the experts. And especially the ones who will be teachers, you can see them calibrate demonstrating how they might teach someone who is new to wheel throwing and how they will talk to children and then how they will also challenge people, even in these open studio contexts.
UMD Open Studios happens from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, April 21st, with a celebration and reception at the Tweed Museum of Art for the UMD Student Exhibition. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Brianna Kaiser and Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.